USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
9/11 remembrance events took place all across America Sunday. Down in Palm Harbor, Florida, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was at the Curlew Hills Memory Gardens.
It's easy to get lost in all these other things that we have going on in our daily lives. And so I think it's really important that we're taking time here 21 years after one of the worst attacks this country has ever faced.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents made the largest meth seizure in history of a southern border port when they seized nearly $12 million in dope. The record-breaking bust at the Del Rio port of entry was found inside a tractor trailer last week. The Cedar Creek Fire, a wildfire raging south of Portland, Oregon, grew to nearly 86,000 acres on Sunday, threatening 2,230 homes and hundreds of commercial structures. The Oregon State Fire Marshal said the fire breached existing fire lines and is now 0% contained. Damon Schultz, Operations Planning Section Chief.
And there's some structures down here on the south side of 58 that we're going to be assessing. We're going to be doing some clearing just so we can get into those structures a little faster if we need to.
A 27-year-old police officer was killed Sunday morning outside Denver, Colorado. Arvada police officer Dylan Vekoff was responding to a large family disturbance when shots were fired. The officers and the shooter exchanged gunfire after the suspect shot a woman. The shooter struck Vekoff, killing him. The woman and the suspect are in the hospital and are expected to live. Border states dealing with the crisis at the southern border are taking aim at sanctuary cities for declaring a public emergency over minimal numbers of illegal immigrants being bused to their towns, as President Biden's open border policy has an invasion taking place at the southern border. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
The Abbott administration has not collaborated with anybody.
USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former New York City Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik on Newsmax Sunday is looking back 21 years ago to the 9/11 attacks on his city.
When the first plane hit Tower 1, I was in my office and my staff came in and told me. I was down at the scene within about 7 or 8 minutes. And we tried to get into the command center, which was into 7 World Trade. Could not get in the command center because people were jumping from the top of Tower 1. Mm. And they were landing on the streets in front of 7, in front of 1, between 1 and 2, basically jumping to their death. I backed the vehicles up. I told the mayor I would meet him at Barclay and West Broadway. And about 3 minutes before the mayor arrived, as we were standing in front of Tower 2, the second plane slammed through the north side of the tower on top of us.
Let's get a U.S. Open update.
Carlos Alcaraz earned his first Grand Slam tennis title Sunday at the U.S. Open in Queens. The 19-year-old Spaniard beat Casper Ruud in 4 matches to capture the title, becoming the youngest man to lead the ATP rankings. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Ukraine seized the initiative in its war against Russia, claiming to have recaptured more than 1,000 square miles in the northeastern Kharkiv region. The result is one of Moscow's biggest setbacks since Russian troops invaded more than 6 months ago. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.